Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. It's a really long walk up to this song before the lyrics start. Eddie Murphy with a birthday today. Yes, the actor Eddie Murphy, the comedian Eddie Murphy, but let us not forget the singer Eddie Murphy. Scoring a number three hit in 1986 with this tune, It's Party All the Time. Written and produced by Rick James of Super Freak fame, which probably has a lot to do with its success, not the vocal stylings of one Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy turns 59 years old today. I know he had a bit of a renaissance last year with his role in, and I can't remember the film's name. But if you're looking for an Eddie Murphy film that you might not have seen, that's pretty darn good. Bowfinger, with Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy and Heather Graham and a few other people you might know from, when was that, 1998? Somewhere around there. Bowfinger, excellent film with Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin. Eddie Murphy, 59 years old today. That was Party All the Time, his number three hit single from 1986. Yes, Dolomite Is My Name. Thank you, Alex, is the name of the Eddie Murphy film that he won some accolades for this past year. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning all across the state of Michigan. Very glad to be in here with you. Just a massive, massive mound of stories regarding coronavirus. Let's start to chop down that mound a little bit. Did you see what's happening in Vermont? We have, of course, here in Michigan, restrictions put upon us by the governor. Just stay home, stay safe. Head to the store if you need groceries, things like that. In Vermont, state officials in Vermont are ordering large retailers to stop the in-person sale of non-essential products. They're hoping it reduces the number of people going into stores to purchase items that are not what they consider to be essential. According to Vermont officials, stores like Walmart, Target, and Costco must stop the sale of non-essential items and require online or telephone ordering, delivery, and curbside pickup. So what's considered non-essential by the state of Vermont? It's a long list. According to the state of Vermont, large retailers must cease in-person sales of items that include but are not limited to, so this is not an exhaustive list, but arts and crafts, beauty supplies, carpet and flooring, clothing, consumer electronics, entertainment, furniture, home and garden, jewelry, paint, photo services, sports equipment, and toys. All of that must be stopped by stores in Vermont. State says stores must restrict access to non-essential goods by closing aisles. And if there's some pictures on Twitter yesterday and elsewhere, I'm sure, of like police tape cordoning off aisles in stores in Vermont. You may not go down this aisle. It has paint in it. You can't buy paint. The order says showrooms and garden sections of large home improvement centers should be closed. Now, go back to that list very quickly. What's on the list? Clothing? Clothing is a non-essential item. Now, sure, most of us should have ample supply of clothing at home. If you have children who are growing and you did not anticipate them to grow so quickly. I know I have kids. They have growth spurts. They bust through the current pair of shoes they have, won't fit them anymore, and they need new shoes. Is that not essential? Clothing? Might not. What if you have a baby? What if you have a baby and you need baby clothes? Vermont, sorry, you're out of luck. You can't buy clothing. It's not essential. Entertainment, books, music, movies, paint. I mentioned paint because my wife's a paintaholic. If I leave my wife alone at home for too long, she will find a room to paint or a wall to paint. It's just going to happen. Now, thankfully, she's been reusing paint colors, so we have the paint at home. But she's gonna find a room to paint, a wall to paint. if you're at home and stuck at home, which virtually all of us are at this point, entertainment is not essential. Things to do. You can't work in the home or garden. You can't pick up home garden supplies in Vermont. This, I'm all for safety. I'm all for social distancing. I have no problem with any of that. This, to me, goes a step too far, or a couple of steps too far. The state of Vermont in trying to force stores to stop the sale of what the state considers non-essential products at various locations. Speaking of shopping, I know that we've talked on this show before about plastic bag bans, plastic bag fees, and reusable bags that are encouraged these days in most corners. Well, if you haven't seen, in many places, reusable bags are now being banned. They're banning the alternative to banning plastic bags. Why? Well, because of a reason we've talked about previously. Reusable bags are germ magnets, virus magnets. They transmit disease if not cleaned on a very regular basis. We've talked about this on the show before. And now, of all places in the country, what city has reversed a ban on plastic bags and is now barring reusable bags? Well, San Francisco, of course. San Francisco, the liberal paradise, has reversed its 13-year-old ban on plastic bags and now, in fact, will prohibit the use of reusable bags. Announcing the switch this week, part of the plan to curb the spread of coronavirus, barring customers from bringing reusable bags or reusable mugs, adopted as a measure to prevent unnecessary contact among the public. Other areas also are rolling back plastic bag bans and now barring reusable totes. Although I know specifically in Chicago, they have not done anything with Cook County in Chicago had a plastic bag ban, and that didn't work. So they started a plastic bag fee, and they've not rolled back that plastic bag fee as far as I know in Chicago. But many other locations have rolled back these bans and are now actually barring reusable bags and reusable totes. Coffee shops like Starbucks are refusing to fill up customers' reusable mugs that they bring from home. In New Hampshire, Governor Chris Sununu issued an executive order directing every store in the state to use only new paper or plastic bags that they provide and to refuse to allow reusables. When this is all said and done, you would imagine that they'll roll back and say, all right, the ban's back in place and you've got to use reusables. You might just want to ask yourself, if you can't use reusables during it is an extreme example. I grant you, a global pandemic happens to be an extreme example. But if you're transmitting disease and germs and viruses in the best in the worst of times, wouldn't you want to try to avoid that in the best of times as well? Is plastic and paper so bad? I'd argue no. Dr. Kevin Pham, Daily Signal. Up next, Scott Bertram in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.